Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is a premier conference call, commander's conference call, also slash by Yahweh's design, of course. Everything's by his design. I'm Commander Dan, the chairman and host of this conference. And we do dedicate this conference call, just like the radio show, to our Heavenly Father Yahweh and also to his holy remnant, who are the true sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. And today they are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world, and hallelujah for that. So, again, this is being recorded for the folks that will not be able to join us live. We're up to 9 folks on here right at the moment, and again, I do apologize that this is not an open forum where you can just everybody jump in when they want to. If you feel like you need to make a comment or you want to ask a question, you need to do the *6, and then it'll pop up on my screen, and I will go ahead and introduce you and let you say what you want to say, as long as it's civil. This is all about civility. The agenda for the meeting is to discuss future programs and take any comments or questions as to where we go. The radio show has been on nearly 19 years, and that's an awful long time. I think we've talked it to death, so a lot of what we want to do is talk about things that we can proactively do to awaken our people and get them organized and get them proactive. And the other thing was to field any questions, legitimate questions, about the departure from Eurofolk Radio. I know it's there's a lot of slanderous material being put out there. So rather than just take my long list of grievances and counter accusations, I figured I would do this call and allow people to call in and ask specifically if they wish. But this has been an ongoing rub as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's Eurofolk Radio or any other radio platform, I don't believe in censorship. I don't believe anybody else has a right to tell me how to run my program. And I specifically do not accept people jumping on top of either me or my guest on any subject matter. Any subject matter. Again, I don't do it to the other hosts. As Christ commanded, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so therefore, I don't attack other people for the guests they have, even if I disagree with them. And I expect the same courtesy from the folks that listen to By Yahweh's Design, or as we go forward on these conference calls. This is to bring the family of Jacob Israel back together as a family, which means that in the council of many there is victory. And that's exactly what the purpose of this call is to counsel together and to try to come to reasonable and rational decisions about going forward. I've been contacted by some of the past hosts here on Eurofolk Radio, and some of the things that have happened to them and what their reasons were for leaving, etc., which if people want to know that, they can ask it. I'm not going to volunteer it at this time, but they relayed to me the circumstances of why they left, and very similar to mine. And all I've ever asked from day one is, rather than make judgments without information, that people contact me and get both sides of the story. It's amazing to me how many people will criticize somebody for not following what they believe the Bible says, and yet they themselves are not following Scripture. Scripture says never go on the testimony of one and make a judgment. The Scripture says never make a judgment without investigation. The Scriptures say to accept all things and keep that which is good, which means maintain an open mind. Nowhere in Scripture does it say Yahweh can't use a man or a woman as a messenger or angelos or an angel. So, and I've got the verses from John chapter 8 right here in both the Peshitta, which is from the Aramaic, and the Geneva Bible, that talk about the fact that our Heavenly Father, when he came to earth in the flesh body, was accused of being a worker of devilish deeds when he healed people. So are we to assume that the Jews of that day were correct in attacking the Christ himself simply because they didn't understand or they were intimidated or they were afraid? I do know that some of the people at Eurofolk Radio have painted themselves into a corner with some of their predictions and some of their lectures and documentation. And obviously they have some skin in the game as to why they don't like some of the subjects that we talk about. That's not my problem. From the day I started this radio show, which, by the way, has been on the air far longer than any other host, my premise has always been that any guest come on the show could come on the show as long as they told the truth. I've had atheists on. In fact, one of the best interviews I ever gave was a gentleman from Florida who was a professor up near Orlando who wrote a book, Trading on Guilt, which was an expose of how the Jews have infiltrated the school system, and yet he himself was an atheist. It was a great interview. Exposed a lot about what's being done in our school system. I've had General Ben Parton on. I've had Colonel Don de Grand Pre. I've had Steve Barry of the Special Forces Underground, who is what he calls a primitive Catholic. What these people believe in their own spare time is their business. I never made it my business to go into that. Only requirement was that they tell the truth as they know it on my program, period. And then you, the listener, you get to decide what you're going to keep and what you're going to throw out. That's your business. My business is about presenting what nobody else is going to talk about. The mainstream media, we've talked about it for nearly two decades now. The mainstream media is controlled by the enemy. We know that. That's the whole reason why it was important that the radio be free and open sourced, never copyrighted, made available for free, and it was a forum where you could speak your mind, whatever it was, as long as you were civil in doing it, as long as you were respectful in doing it. That's the only requirement we've had. Again, this consternation between me and certain other individuals has been going on for some time. Again, I can go into the details of that. I have the evidence of what I'm talking about. And besides that, you have the evidence as well. All you have to do is go to certain websites. All you have to do is been a regular listener, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. People in glass houses should not cast stones. And some of my detractors today are in glass houses. I like the way that QAnon is putting his posts on the websites because he's doing it in such a method that he engages people's ability to discern things on their own. I believe it's called the Socratic method, simply by asking questions. And they're pertinent questions. And again, I don't want to go into too much detail, but there are some very, very pertinent questions I would ask of the folks from Eurofolk Radio about the glass houses that they live in before they start casting stones in my direction. Personally, I'm looking at this as Father separating the goats and the sheep. He does not want me aligned with people who don't know how to follow the word. All right? They're claiming that I violated it, and I've even heard, because I don't listen to EFR. I stopped listening a couple days ago. So I'm getting the feedback from people that are still listening that they personally were attacked for defending me in any way, shape, or form, which, again, is that like an Israelite? Does that exemplify loving, caring, and sharing people? Now, my detractors are trying to claim that I'm under the spell of a witch. Henry, you're still connected, by the way, buddy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have told you that. Yeah, you're still connected. But that I'm under the spell of a witch, anybody that knows me, and certainly anybody that knows Gail for any length of time, knows that's almost impossible. If there is such a thing as anything impossible, that's pretty close to it.
Yeah, I think they have you classified as apostate now.
Oh, is that what it is? Apostate?
Yeah, you're apostate.
I love it. Well, if apostate means I don't follow the Bible according to Eli and Steve, then I accept
Maybe.
Apostate.
Right.
I accept it because I've had a disagreement with certain individuals for years. I told Pastor Eli that he should not have picked the end of the age in 2012, but he did it anyway against my advice. But that's his choice. I didn't condemn him for it, obviously. But I thought it was a bad move. I did not condemn him when I first met him, and the fact that he did not think that Yahweh and Yeshua should be used when addressing the Father. Okay, didn't hold that against him. That was his decision. But now all of a sudden, these guys are experts. I love that. They're experts all of a sudden. They're the only enlightened ones to tell us what Scripture means. What's that sound like to you? It sounds like Pharisees or priests in the Roman Catholic Church to me. So I'd have to ask, did Eli leave the Catholic Church, or is he trying to bring it into identity? Because that's exactly how the Catholic Church looks at things, and they've looked at it that way for many, many years, and all you have to do is read Fox's Book of Martyrs, and you'll see what the Catholic Church did to the people that didn't agree with them. They burned them at the stake. So is that what the brothers want to do to me? You want to burn me at the stake, guys?
Oh, that's so funny.
So, I read an article. Again, I didn't even want to go here. But if you're going to attack me, then you've asked for it. You drew first blood. Now the door is wide open. All right? So I looked up an article that was online about Pastor Eli, and the author of the article was saying that Eli's trying to bring Roman Catholicism into identity. A month ago, I would have dismissed that article. But after what I've been through for the last 48 hours, I'm going to tell you I read the article, and I don't know that I could disagree with it. Now, I really don't. Henry, I've got another caller, so I'm going to switch over here, buddy.
Amen. Go ahead.
Okay, welcome to the call, Wayne. Can you hear me? Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me, Pastor Dan?
Yep, Wayne, I can hear you. So welcome to the program, Wayne.
Thank you very much. I was just going to ask you if you remember my definition of the word expert.
Refresh my memory, and for the listeners, go ahead and tell them.
X means has been, and spurt means a drip under pressure.
Yeah, okay. I thought that's where you were going to go, but yeah, exactly. We've got the world's full of experts. That's the one thing that I've detested for many years, whether I was on the air or off the air, is people with these gigantic egos to where they love all the attention, they want all the lights on them when they're around, and they constantly think that they are the final say on everything there is in the world to know, whether it's Scripture or spirituality or racial subjects or whatever. They're it. They've got it all. And I've got a problem with that, because I'll be the first one to admit I don't have it all. I think that's why Father said that we are to learn in the counsel of many, and that it's his honor to hide a matter and the glory of kings to search it out. Okay, it says search it out as a plural group, not as individuals who know everything, because I haven't met an individual that knows everything yet, and that includes the people at EFR. I've got plenty of things that I could disagree with, but here's the problem I've had. I've never once gone onto their programs, and I've listened into them. I've never once got in there and caused division. I've never once gone in there and challenged them on their program, even though I disagreed with them. I did exactly what the book says and also what common sense says. You criticize in private and you compliment in public.
Absolutely.
You praise in public, you criticize privately. And that's been my problem at EFR, and the audience at EFR from day one is all the critics and the trolls. And sometimes it's even the hosts. To our chagrin, and that's why I left again. This is the second time I've left, and it's for the exact same reason. is censorship of my show because people at EFR didn't like what we were talking about. Well, if that's the way they want to run it, and if they think that that makes me an apostate, then give me that badge of honor because I want nothing to do with them. If that's their version of what Christ was trying to teach us, then they can go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There's a couple of things that I find difficult even for me to try to keep in the forefront of my thinking. And that is one quote that is attributed to Thomas Jefferson, who reportedly stated that it matters not to me whether a man say he believe in one God or 50 gods. It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg. So, you know, we're all given that same gift of choosing for ourselves. You know, and there's another quote that I can't remember who it was that it was attributed to, Socrates or Plato, but it is an attribute of a well-trained mind to be able to consider any matter without becoming attached to it. So that's those are two difficult things to keep in mind when we listen to what other people have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I agree with that. And that's why I've said on the air many times, there's a passage in the Bible that says, accept all things and keep that which is good. That's a biblical way of saying exactly what you just said. Have an open mind. I've learned a lot by having an open mind and not being closed-minded. And that's one reason so many people have come to me over the years with their stories about what's going on is because they knew I would not be judgmental. And because of that, I was had a lot of things revealed to me about what's going on behind the scenes. But if I had adopted the stereotypical attitude that's being seen today, they never would have had a chance to tell me anything because I would have shot them down immediately. So, I just don't understand it. I see some messages popping up. Lane, if you're on there, if you would, hit *6. And when the option comes up, just press 1. And if you want to talk, apparently you're trying to say something, but you're not getting through. So you got to hit the *6 and then option 1. Unless you're online, if you're online, you got to click on the question answer or the question mark on the website, and that will put you in the queue to speak. So, and that goes for anybody that's out there. If you're on a computer, and please remember, too, if you're on a computer, you're going to have to have a microphone of some kind. So either a built-in microphone like a lot of the newer computers, or you're going to have a separate microphone plugged in to do that. Let me, Wayne, are you finished there? I've got this.
Yes, I am. Carry on.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, let me try to see if I can get... manually get Lane on here to see what he's got to say, and then I'll get to you, Henry. Okay, I've unmuted you, Lane. Can you talk? Add you to the party. Let me see. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is all new, so... I'm changing presenters. That's what it's called on this particular format. So, Lane, hang on. It must have to do it on the website, and then you'll be switched over. So, I'm not sure how long that takes. Apparently, it takes more than a few seconds. Okay, while Lane is being switched over, let me grab Henry here and see what Henry's got to say. Go ahead, Henry.
I, once again, first of all, I just want to commend you, Daniel, for you handle lease situations so well. Even like this conference call, I respect you tremendously. Just being able to sit there with this technology and be able to finagle in between all these calls with something that's relatively new, and you're just doing a a very good job once again. But to get to my comment, the last person that was talking to you, I think his name was Wayne. And
yes.
I think he was referring to a quote. I think the quote that I related to that was, maybe this is the one he was talking about. It's by Aristotle. And it has to do with all this bullshit that you're dealing with, where if you have a certain belief in something that goes against the grain with the people who dominate DFR, and you're chastised for it, it's incredibly small-minded of them. And the quote is, I'm reading it here, "It is the mark of an educated man to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it." And in my mind, that means be open-minded, listen to someone. If they have something, if they present something to you that maybe you haven't heard that, maybe you haven't heard it before, maybe you haven't heard the evidence about something before, but at least be open-minded to it and entertain a thought. You don't necessarily have to accept it. The best example I can give of that, you and I have talked about this before, the controversy about the flat Earth. I mean, I'm not going to open up a big conversation about flat Earth here, but it's certainly something that very wise people believe in, myself included. I'm not. I can't say that I'm 100% on it, but I certainly can't discount it either. And so for them to cast stones at you just because I've heard you on the air once or twice mention it, I noticed that when you did, you'd just say something, and I love the way you did it. You'd say something like, oh, and by the way, we live on a plane, and you just move on to the next thing. And it was like message sent, message received, and very cool. But I'm sure you got flack about it. But again, It's a mark of an educated man to be able to entertain a thought like flat Earth without necessarily accepting it. That's all I have to say.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Well, I appreciate the kind words. I've tried to be that way. I believe that's the way we're supposed to be. And again, I'm trying to build bridges between alienated Israelites or white people, if you will. And it's... I don't know. It just amazes me how people can be the way they are. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. So, okay, I got Lane trying to get on here. So let me
now. Sure, shut me down.
Let me let's try this again. Okay, it says it's switching him over, but it's not working. Again, this is brand new. This is brand new software. The only parts of this I used for the radio show was to take three or four callers. So a actual conference call, this is the very first time. So some of these buttons and some of the things that we're going through here, this is a learning curve for you, the listeners, and for me as the chairman of the meeting. So Lane is my only attendee on a computer at the moment, and apparently some of the features are not working. He's trying to come on and ask a question. Now, I do have a chat opened up with you, Lane. If you want to type it in, you can send it to me here on the screen, and I could get it across that way. So apparently that part does work. Again, I didn't even know that was a feature. so here we go. But the one reason I picked this format is because free conference call can take up to 1,000 participants, which we've never even come close to that in all the years I've been on the radio. A live audience of, even when I started out, if you could get 6 to 7 or 8 people listening on a night, you considered it good. I mean, we've always been very, very small in our audience. So being able to handle 1,000 to me is like huge. And if I was, and this is all free, so if there was money involved, I'm sure it could handle possibly 10 times that much or whatever. But trying to juggle that many calls would be like a monstrous task. So for those of us that are what I call in the core group, this will work out fine. I do notice we've got one anonymous listener. I'm going to assume that's a person from EFR possibly listening in. Again, it seems to me like the folks at EFR, not all of them, don't get me wrong, not all of them, but there's a lot of folks who love contention and they can't wait to start trouble. They just can't wait. Do they look for truth? No. Do they want to build anything? No. All they like to do is cause trouble. They like to hear themselves talk or see themselves right, and they just get off on that. There's no building there, and Wickstrom was that way. I'll be honest with you. Jim Wickstrom, I knew him. I've been to plenty of meetings where he was there personally. We invited him to our congregation in New Jersey many years ago before we found out what he was really all about, so I got to see him up close and personal, how he operates on and off camera. And it wasn't until then that we discovered that the Jim Wickstrom on the radio, the Jim Wickstrom on the tapes, and everything else was not the Jim Wickstrom off air, off camera. And it was shortly after that that we separated from him. But he had the same fruit, contentiousness, division. Trying to cause trouble. He talked some young people into doing things that ended up putting them in prison. He was a cohort with Hal Turner, and we all know what Hal Turner is. So, you know, Christ was right. You judge people by their fruits. It's just amazing the people that are walking around with this pious, holier-than-thou attitude, and you don't have to dig very deep or you don't have to peel the onion very far until you find dirt. And that's why I'm telling the folks at EFR, I'm not going to communicate with them personally, but they need to back off because they do live in glass houses. I know these guys. I know some of them personally, all right? But I know more about them through other people. But the point of it is they live in glass houses. So be careful with the throwing of the stones, guys. I didn't pick this fight, all right? I didn't pick it. I just want to be left alone. And I've left EFR because I don't like the way it's being run, quite frankly. It's supposed to be an open forum, but they feel they can tell me what to do and not do on my program, and yet there's people on there, other hosts, who are not identity. There's nothing on their show that does anything to promote identity.
Oh, absolutely.
All right? But they don't have a problem with that. And that's where I'm going, what the hell's going on here? See, there's more to this than what's on the surface, and that's going to come out. The truth always comes out. Jim Wickstrom tried to destroy me many years ago, spreading all kinds of rumors and lies. It's starting here with this group, same way. Rumors and lies. The people that bother to check into it are going to find out the truth. And within a year or 2 years, all of the truth eventually comes out. And when it did in Michigan, Jim Wickstrom was excommunicated by his own congregation. A public apology was issued to me and the elders that were involved in the incident because they took Wickstrom's word for it with no investigation, no phone calls, no checking of facts. Does that sound familiar? That's exactly what's going on in America today. We got people running around with little sound bites that comes across the media as if it's fact. That's how we got into this trouble. You're supposed to have a discerning brain, ladies and gentlemen. You're supposed to use the faculties that our Father gave you. And now, with the very group that claims to be leading the show for our people worldwide, is exhibiting the exact behavior of the people that we condemn. Unbelievable. And in my dictionary, that is a definition of hypocrisy. And according to Christ, he warned us about the leaven of the Pharisees, which is what? Hypocrisy. So you want to know when you're dealing with a Pharisee or a Pharisaical type person? Look at their hypocrisy. And it's written all over these guys. Hypocrisy. I got to give Lane credit. Lane has not given up. So let me try clicking on this again and see if we can get this to work. Again, this is the very first time anybody's tried to join the conference from a computer. Most people use their phones. So, okay, according to this thing, Lane, this thing says that you're able to speak. Can you type into the text window? I wish you could, because this thing says that you're connected and you should be able to speak. So I'm not sure what the hell's going on. Oh, Lordy. Well, we can play with this off air sometime. Lane, if you want, we'll take a phone call and do some experimenting and get this thing to work. And that's one way you have to learn this stuff, folks. Again, there's a learning curve to anything that has to do with a computer. He says he has speakers but no audio. Now, that I have no idea. Now, the only thing is you need to make sure your sound system on your computer is set to broadcast anything generated from within the computer over the speakers. It might be set to a set of headsets, okay? The way you do that is go down to that little speaker, a little symbol down on the bottom of your computer screen. Most of the time it's on the right-hand side. You right-click on it, and it allows you to choose the devices that sounds come from, and you need to pick the computer speakers off that list. The only reason I know that is because I've been there. Back in the day when computers were first coming out, there were many times I was in the same situation. I sat there cursing and thumping and getting mad as hell because I couldn't hear anything, and then my buddy walked up and said, you might want to switch on your computer speakers. So, let's see here. Okay, yeah. Yeah, he's having trouble... Let me just tell him that real quick. See if he can, maybe he's got somebody there that's got some kind of experience with computers that could maybe help him out. But anyway, part of the agenda today is not only to talk about the whole flip-flop with Eurofolk Radio and the nonsense, and as far as I'm concerned, the behavior, a lot of the participants in this ongoing feud are childish. I'm ashamed at the childishness of some of the attitudes. Absolutely childish. This reminds me of people I dealt with when I was in grade school. Certainly not adults in their 50s and 60s who should know better. I feel like I'm dealing with adolescents who have had their egos bruised, and they're going to do all this name-calling and everything else. What's the scripture call that? Let's see. That's backstabbing. That's gossip. That's naysaying. That's division and causing division within the brotherhood, which, by the way, Proverbs says Yahweh hates. Okay? So there's nothing good going to come about with all of this garbage. And all I did was leave EFR. It's not like I went on the air and went over and sent them nasty grams, calling them names and all this other stuff. I just simply said, I'm done. I'm going to go back to what I've done for most of the past two decades, which is my own broadcast over my own platform. I joined EFR because I was invited to, in order to possibly bring about some more cohesion amongst the white race. And this is how I've been treated. Twice now.
Terrible.
And again, all because of certain topics were brought up that go against the grain with a few individuals, and all hell broke loose. Well, if you want to call me names, you go right ahead. I don't care. People that have known me for any length of time know that that is not what I'm all about. They know that. And so it's just like Christ said, that when you're a true follower of the faith, you become like a rock and you become a stumbling block to the naysayers. And that's exactly what's going to happen to these critters. The truth always prevails. The truth will always come out. It'll come out to those that do any research and any investigation anyway. Those that just simply want to take somebody else's word for things, well, okay. That's their choice. You certainly can do that. But I don't recommend it.
Am I muted, Dan?
No, sir. You're still on.
I'm still on. Okay, as long as I'm still on. Are you at liberty? I know privately we exchanged a couple of emails past day or so. Are you at liberty to mention any of the other topics that are off limits to this hierarchy at EFR, or is that something you'd rather not get involved in?
Well, I can tell you what topics seem to have drawn the most contention as far as I'm aware of. When I've done any discussion about the patriarchal family or polygamy, that's always brought negativity, even though Kingdom Identity Ministries has a 6-part tape series by Pastor Hallstrom for the biblical basis of it. James Stivers wrote a book called Eros Made Sacred, which is an extremely good book about the biblical basis for it. A pastor, Butts, in Springfield, Missouri, wrote a book called Christian Polygamy, which is also an excellent reference book about it, and the Bible itself. So basically, I had all those things behind my contention for it, and yet I'm the one that took the heat. Pastor Hallstrom didn't take any heat for it. Pastor Butts didn't take any heat for it. James Stivers didn't take any heat for it. I took heat for it. And then we came up with my stand against circumcision, because I put it in the category of mutilation. The Bible's very, very clear that we're not to mutilate the temple. The body is the temple. We're not even supposed to tattoo it. We're not supposed to put foreign chemicals and foreign items into the body. It's a temple. You're supposed to take care of the temple. And I've asked the question for many years, how is taking a 1 to 3 day old baby, which the Bible says do it on the 8th day, so we're not even doing it on the correct day. The 8th day is the correct day. We're not even following that, but they overlook that part. So prior to the 8th day, we're taking this poor child away from the suckling of their mother and taking him into a sterile environment, bright lights, metal everywhere clanging around. Strangers with sharp instruments are going to strap him to a board without any anesthetic, and they're going to lop off the end of his privates. And how in the hell anybody's going to convince me that that isn't mutilation? I haven't anybody yet that's even tried to defend it, to be honest with you. Okay, so
wasn't the
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask. Wasn't the original purpose of circumcision is to physically mark the Israelites, to set them apart, so as to stand against the mixing of races? Or am I wrong on that?
No, that's what the people that promote it have said, but isn't it odd that the Jews do it and the Arabs do it? So how's it performing that function today?
What I'm saying is back then it would have had
right.
a purpose. I don't see any purpose today.
Right.
Obviously.
Even if that is the correct translation, which I'm disputing, even if those are the actual words in Scripture back then and we're interpreting properly, it is no longer of any value.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. And even in the New Testament, in the letters of Paul and some of the other apostles, there are letters that they wrote that talk about the fact that the circumcision talked about was of the heart and not of the body.
That's true.
Okay.
Too.
So from both of those points of view, that's a double witness that it's no longer needed. If it ever was needed, it is certainly no longer needed, and it creates tremendous emotional damage to the child, and it has ruined many people. There's websites dedicated to people who had their lives ruined by doctors who botched their circumcisions. In fact, I was made aware of I believe it's out of Canada, of two boys, and because of the doctor and what they did to him, those two boys, they tried to make him into girls because they had botched it so bad.
Oh, my.
And they ended up killing themselves. They committed suicide before they reached the age of 17. They had killed themselves because they were trying to turn them into girls, because thanks to the doctor, they could no longer function as boys, and it just destroyed them. Now, that's just one case, okay? There's websites with thousands upon thousands. In fact, Canada has even talked about outlawing it because of the number of botched circumcisions. Europe has pretty much left it and has been that way for a long time. So here's my point. why would you break fellowship over this? Okay. Exactly. And so also, I see Bunny wants to say something. I'll get you in just a second. The point of it is, my contention has always been, we can talk about anything amongst family members. And that's, I've always felt that way, and I'll never stop feeling that way. We can talk about anything, all right? And we can express our opinions. We can put our heads together and try to come to a consensus. But we don't need a consensus over things like this in order to stay part of the family. We don't need it. And it's absolutely the same thing with this whole thing about flat Earth, you know. Obviously, it doesn't matter, round or flat, in the long, big picture. It really doesn't. We have other fish to fry. We have a lot of things to do. But is it an interesting conversation? I find it fascinating.
It is a fascinating conversation. But
I find it fascinating.
It should never separate us, absolutely.
Well, exactly. It should never separate us. I also find that my sensory systems, my logic, my rationale, my study of scripture, my study of the sciences, and my training as a general aviation pilot all support the idea that we live exactly as the Bible says, under a firmament on a flat earth. They all support it, not to mention the thousands of testimonies of other people, including pilots, artillery individuals, Navy personnel, submariners, etc., etc., etc. But here again, I'm not saying anybody has to believe it. My problem gets to be when I'm censored because of it. And those are the three main topics. And then, of course, when Gail came onto the program and they claim she's a witch, she's all that. Do these people know Gail? Nope. Did they take notice that that website has not had anything done to it since 2014? That person may not even be associated with that website anymore. Nothing's been done to it since 2014. Did we talk about anything off that website on the show? Nope, not a word. Did we give out that website during the show? Nope, didn't give it out. But trolls went out and did some digging and dug it up, and they decided to make it a bone of contention. And I'm saying, you know, BS. I'm throwing the BS flag on it. They didn't listen to a damn thing that this woman had to say about healing our people. That was the whole focus, was naturopathic ways of healing the body exactly. Now, let's see. Who else healed that way? Oh, that's right. Christ. Christ never sent anybody to a hospital. Christ never had anybody go in for an operation. Christ never did anything but either lay on hands or apply herbs. And yet, all of a sudden, I have a guest on talking about that very thing, and she's a witch, and I fell under the spell of a witch. So 19 years of radio, not to mention all the personal appearances, 19 years of work flushed down the toilet because these people claim that I've never been truthful in all of those 19 years because of one guest, one night,
you know,
on Eurofolk Radio. Tell me that isn't absolutely stupid.
You know, I related this a little, this whole unfolding of this to my wife yesterday, and we went out to eat last night, and on the way back, I was talking to her about it, and I said, body of work. How can you look at this guy's body of work, 20 years he's been doing this, and over one guest, and you kept the topic, you kept the subject matter too pertinent, not all of her other belief systems or whatever it is that she's into. You kept it on point to something that we can all relate to. And instead of looking at your body of work, and not that there's anything wrong with the conversation that you had, well, the interview that you had with her, but especially in the light of your body of work, that you, what you've been about for 20 years, it just amazes me that they would be so small-minded to hassle you about this. It just, that's probably the last thing I'm going to say about it, because it shows me what they're all about. And
I'm disappointed, to be honest with you. I'm absolutely devastated as far as being disappointed in their behavior.
When you refer to them as children. Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, let someone else talk. Go ahead.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, and Yahweh bless.
All right. Yep.
Okay. Let's see. We got Bunny on the air. Bunny, can you hear me? Oh, wait, I guess I got to do a double click. All right, now can you hear me? Hello? This is trying to get used to this stuff. All right, now we got it. Jeez, there must be a delay. That's all I can say. Okay, so you're on the air.
I was working in the kitchen and I muted myself, so I wouldn't interfere with anything. So anyway, you guys kind of moved on from the circumcision thing, and I just wanted to quickly add that when you did your show on circumcision, I had never heard of botched circumcision before. I'm a woman, so I never had to deal with it. I never had children, and I decided to look into it because I was interested and curious, and I found out about the Canadian twins. And I'm a digger, so when I started digging into that, I ended up going down all these different rabbit holes, and I found out that sex change operations, and all of us know this, I think, for the most part, don't really work. And it was said that the university stopped doing them for that reason. So you can do whatever you want, and you're not going to change what you are. And I ended up in a blog where these people who did this realized that, found it out the hard way. And some wanted to try to go back. Most of them felt like they didn't know where they fit in anymore, and there's a lot of suicide amongst those people. So anyway, that's all I really wanted to add to that. So it is a really big deal, and the United States is one of the only countries left in the world that still favors circumcision.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I think the truth is starting to get out there. I've had a lot of positive comments from males and females on the stand we're taking about it. They've agreed. In fact, they said they felt that way for a very long time, but nobody would ever talk about it. So, again, why we're doing the things we do with this radio show is a platform to talk about the things that other people want to censor. We're not about censorship. We haven't been for 19 years, and we're not about to start now. And, again, I have no regrets leaving EFR since this is the second time we've had this issue about censorship. And, quite frankly, I'll be damned if I let it happen a third time. They're not going to get a chance a third time. So, all right, Bunny, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Only that I'm true also. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I don't like talking publicly. But I am disappointed in the behavior of people that I used to chat with over there at Eurofolk. I'm really dumbfounded at how quickly, you know, they turn. I guess they aren't us at all. So it's sad, but it's
moving
on.
If you follow the word, it says judge people by their fruits. What's the fruit of what they did? Where's the unity? Where's the compassion? Where's the understanding? Where's the investigation? Where is the seeking out a matter and searching out a matter? They simply went by a 2014 website that wasn't even brought up during the conversation and judged everything on their interpretation of what was said there. They had no modern information, no up-to-date information. They don't know a damn thing about this person. And second of all, how does that relate to me? How does that relate to everything I've done for 30-some years? It doesn't. A guest on my program can be any background they want to be as long as they're telling the truth on the show. That's been the only criteria for almost 20 years. And that's why I said, you know, if they want to do it, that's fine. I now know what EFR stands for, and I won't be a part of it. I'm not going to be a part of it, and I'm not going to take any more of their bullshit. They can go to hell for all I care, okay? Their true colors have been shown, and that's okay with me. I'm just going to walk away. And they can sit there and badmouth me all they want. People that know the truth don't allow people like that with their narrow minds and their mudslinging and their gossiping. They don't allow that to sway them. And again, what person would let us a website from 2014 make the everything that they're basing their argument is information that hasn't been changed since 2014? Who would do that? I don't know about you, but I'm not the same as I was in 2014. Most of the people I know here recently are not the same as they were in 2014, and that's exactly what's happening here. So to me, it's a clear sign I need to walk away from these people, and that's exactly what I've done. All right, Bunny, thanks a lot for calling in.
Yahweh bless.
All right, Yahweh bless. Let's see if we can bring Phil on here without screwing it up. Okay. Phil, it says you're on. Can you hear?
Yes, I can. This is a wonderful show.
Oh,
and
okay.
I wanted to tell you, I wanted to tell you that I praise Yahweh that for what you have decided to do. My 2-hour rant that I gave on your show was not about you. It was about EFR and them forcing their censorship upon you and your ability to use discernment and understanding and being able to think outside the beast, I guess you might call it. And that this is something that I think has been called the need for a long time. I find that EFR sometimes this can be extremely depressing. It's more of like a funeral dirge than anything else. And I find the weekly news with David James is he actually has an audience celebration when he talks about the Jews in the news, and as though you know it's though they're celebrating what is going on, and sometimes they actually mock biblical truth. And I do find it's very important that of things like the flat Earth is as much because it shows that there's an actual the obviousness of a creator rather than randomness. Not to mention the fact that it's used by organizations like NASA and others to extort money for meaningless projects like going to some land called Mars or something that they've basically created out of nothing. With your program, I learn far more than I do from any of the other programs, which I'm so glad that I'm on, because sometimes they say things that I just can't stomach a lot of the times. I'm one that has an open mind, but my mind is not so open that my brain falls out. That's how I see it sometimes. And I am not the same person that I was 10 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago. And I certainly will not be the same person I will be 20 years from now. And I continually try and learn and I appreciate your show. And I think this format is very bad, very, very needed, because if I listen to EFR, sometimes it can make me not believe in my race and not believe in my people. And that's what I have believed in since I was probably knee high to a poodle. I've always loved the European peoples, no matter even if they completely screw up, and they strive to do the best. Unlike all other races in the world, they're very good at it. As long as they unite with a common purpose, we will be victorious. And I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you, Phil. I appreciate that. We do have another caller, but if you have something more you want to say, certainly now's the time to do it.
Not that I can think of right now. No.
Okay, well, if you change your mind, like I said, you don't have to mute your phones. The program automatically does it. It'll only accept one caller at a time. So when I take John here, your phone will be automatically muted. But if you do have something further to say, don't be embarrassed or hesitant. Just hit the *6 and come back on.
Okay, thank you.
Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless.
Okay, John, I hope you can hear me, and give a shout, and let's see if we can hear you.
Yahweh bless you, Pastor Dan. I made it to the show.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
I was just listening. I'm still in my car. I was listening to some of the comments here. It's very sad that you have to leave Eurofolk Radio, and you've left it permanently. You know, you got to do what you got to do, but I too love my European white brothers and sisters out there, even if they err on things that they should not be erring in. But I'm glad that you have your own show now, your own place, and hopefully you'll get thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of people to listen to you.
Well, that's one of the things we're talking about today is any suggestions on how to go forward. I did upload to BitChute a short 9-minute video. I just kind of threw a little 9-minute video together just to see how it works. I think it's got 30 or 40 views so far. The feedback has not been a lot of people, but the people that did feedback thought it was a pretty good and informative format. So we may do a combination thing. We may do a commander's call using this format because I like this, and then any kind of teaching where visual aids would be good. For instance, what I did in the 9-minute video is I went through how we got the word Jew and Judean from the Greek word eudaios, and I used the video showed my computer screen using Blue Letter Bible on how you can do an etymological research on the Greek word eudaios, and you can figure out how we got Jew and Judea from that, and that it's actually a misnomer. The actual words should not have been that. So, again, if people get a chance, go to BitChute and just type in Commander Dan or By Yahweh's Design or Minuteman 53, and you should be taken to it. If you have any comments, I certainly would appreciate those. You can send comments to bydpastordan@yahoo.com. Again, constructive criticism is always welcome. If you just want to be a troll, well, then I'll obviously just delete it and throw it in the trash can where it belongs. But so we may do a kind of a dual approach here with an audio-only conference call because a video, first of all, would be gigantic as far as its bit size. To do a video on a call like this, it would take up hundreds and hundreds of megabytes and take up hours of uploading time. So whereas this video, or I mean this audio for this call, can be loaded up probably in about 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes. So much. Go ahead.
Pastor Dan, if I do not want to take part in the call-in show, I can still listen to you live at BitChute. Is that correct?
No, for the conference call, you can do what you're doing right now. Everybody that calls in will automatically put into a situation where they can listen only. The only time the microphone is activated is when you hit the *6 and say that you want to make a comment. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to worry about being on the air. You're not going to be on the air unless you hit *6 and say you want to make a comment, and then when I click on your name, then you will be activated and able to speak. Other than that, it'll be in the listen only mode. That's an automatic.
Oh, listen only. All right. Listen only on my cell phone, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Well, the same thing on the computer. It'll be listen only mode until you click on the button on the screen that says questions and answers, Q&A, questions and answers.
Oh, okay, good. Then I can speak through. Then I can speak to you through the computer. Is that correct?
As long as you have a microphone, either built in or
plugged in. Okay. All righty.
Now, most computers today have built-in microphones, whether people know it or not. Almost all computers.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. So do the tablets. You can do it off of a tablet the same way. Anything that logs onto the internet that has a microphone and speakers, you can utilize to call into the program. And if you just want to listen, all you need is speakers, obviously. This computer I bought about 6 months ago actually has two speakers. It's got stereo, microphones. It's got stereo microphones. And they're not quite the quality of the Technics microphone I'm using at the moment, but they're certainly good enough to do a conference call. So, you know, you got a couple options. You can plug in a mic, or you can just use the computer's mics. If you go to YouTube and do a search for tutorial on how to set up your computer for these things, there's thousands of people that have made little short educational YouTubes on how to turn speakers on and off and how to make sure your computer will operate in the mode that we're doing here on this program. People have made thousands of educational YouTubes. And the same thing over on BitChute and DChute and Steemit and the other platforms that are starting to become very popular because YouTube is completely sensor-related. So
hey, what's the other one? There's BitChute, there's DChute with the letter D on it.
DTube.
Oh, DTube, and what's the other one?
Steemit. STEEMIT. Steemit.
Okay. Thank you.
I like BitChute myself. I like that. I like their format. The other ones are okay too, but it's just a personal thing. I like BitChute. So for now, I'm going to use BitChute for the video, and I'm going to make these audio recordings of our conference calls available on my PastorDan.net website as a link. It'll be on the page for archives for 2018. You just go there, and I'll just have Commander's call and the date, and you just click on the link, and you'll be able to hear the conference call. So nothing has changed a whole lot other than I'm no longer tied to Eurofolk Radio, nor will I be at any point. And so my guests are free to speak their minds, as it should be. And if people have criticism, they can send me an email. That's the way it's supposed to be. If you want to criticize, you do it privately. All right? I don't mind criticism. I've never minded it. I don't trust any one person ever. I've never trusted a single person on this earth. And that includes parents and everybody else. I've never trusted an individual 100%. Never. And I don't tend to start. That's why I will listen to what anybody has to say. And then, just like the book says, and Christ said when he walked this earth, I will take that information, and I will bounce it against logic, I will bounce it against my empirical evidence, I will bounce it against my life's experience, I will bounce it against my close friends in a council situation, I will bounce it against historical documents, and of course, Scripture. And if everything says it sounds like good information, then I store it. Which is interesting because I just read an excellent article on the Occidental Observer site written about Dr. William Pierce. And I learned, and this is a PhD individual who wrote this about Dr. Pierce, and I have to admit I learned things about Dr. Pierce I had never known before. So what I was guilty of kind of categorizing him somewhat, and I allowed other people to kind of make my mind up about him, and I'm ashamed of that, because I read this article by this man who knew him personally and spent time with him, and knowing what he said about him changes my outlook about Dr. Pierce quite a bit. I respected Dr. Pierce on his pro-white stance, but I did not know about his personal journey to where he got to where he was and what his value system was. I have a lot of respect for Dr. Pierce. Now, as far as I know, Dr. Pierce wanted nothing to do with this message. All right, well, he has a right to be that way. We're going to answer to the Father, folks. You're not going to answer to folks at Eurofolk Radio or me. You're going to answer to the Father. So if Dr. Pierce was comfortable with his denunciation over Christianity, which he might have been referring to mainstream Christianity, we don't know. I'm not in his brain, but those are the words that he used. So people assumed that he was against all of the messages that had to do with Christ. That might not be true. After reading this article, that might not be true. So my point is that once again, we all make that mistake, but we were commanded to seek out the truth and to search out matters, not to let other people do our thinking for us, and not to make decisions lightly on a lack of information. You're supposed to do a little digging. Now, for the fact that I was wrong about Dr. Pierce, well, it doesn't hurt anything because Dr. Pierce's life was not influenced by me in any way, shape, or form. So if I was wrong about my judgment of him, I was the person who was hurt by that. Not Dr. Pierce, not Richard Butler, not Aryan Nations, none of the folks in Dr. Pierce's family. Nobody was hurt by my ignorance because it was mine. And that's why I can acknowledge the fact that I was ignorant in my assessment of Dr. Pierce. And with this new information, I have a lot higher regard for the man. and what he accomplished with his life, and why did he accomplish that? What was the motivation for why Dr. Pierce did what he did? That's what's interesting in the article. I think a lot of our people could take a lesson from that article, because I'm seeing some behavior in people that claim to be of this message and of the truth and being honorable and having the characteristics of Adam and the characteristics of the Christ. And I'm going to tell you, they're so far from it, it's almost deafening. They're not even close. So if they want to be full of themselves and walk around like they're the end-all of everything and the know-all of everything, okay, so be it. No skin off my nose. What else do you have, John?
Nothing more except that I'd like to talk to you in the near future when I see you again down in Florida City.
Okay, that's fine. Yep, that's fine. We can.
I'll email you the information or text you later.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, I'll get off. I'll continue to listen to you, possibly from my computer.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, John, and Yahweh bless.
Yes.
Yahweh bless all of you and to all my white brothers and sisters as well. Yahweh bless. Have a great day.
All right, excellent. All right, we don't have anybody in the queue at the moment, so I'll just go ahead and start to wrap things up here. I think we've been on for about an hour, maybe a little bit longer than that. I think we've covered most of the bases. We got the agenda covered, which was I just wanted to get the information out because I've had a lot of people contact me, you know, what the hell's going on with Eurofolk Radio. And so now you have at least a little bit. I've not divulged everything that I have. I have a lot more I could say, but I've said enough. All right. The point of it is, in a nutshell, attitude. Attitude to me is everything. And when I see attitudes such as I've dealt with here over the past 48 hours, 72 hours, whatever it is, I'm not going to deal with it. All right? That's just me. You can deal with it. I'm not telling anybody to not listen to your folk radio. You can stay there as long as you want. As long as you're growing, as long as you're getting fed, if you're achieving something by going there, then by all means. All right? Because I don't go there, that's not telling you not to go there. All I'm asking the people that I know is to make up their own minds. That's all I've ever asked of anybody. Make up your own mind. Do your own thinking. Because we all are judged as individuals. And I'm going to tell you something. When you stand in front of Father, do you think you're going to be able to get away with, well, this guy said that, or this guy over here said it, or she said it over there, and I believed it, so I get a pass, right? Guess what? No, you don't. You don't get a pass because you're an individual. You have a brain. You should have a functioning brain. You should have discernment, and you're supposed to seek out matters yourself and not let other people make up your mind for you. And again, going forward, I will, a lot of the information as far as how this is all going to proceed, I will post information at PastorDan.net. The videos will be on BitChute, and I'll have links to those. And again, those will be posted on the website for PastorDan.net. And the conference calls, same thing. I will record them, and I will put the recording, link to the recording on the archive site, just like I used to do for the BYD programs, and people can go and listen to these conversations. So the videos will be by Yahweh's Design type videos, short ones. I'm going to try to keep them less than 15 minutes because I know everybody's so busy. And the commander's call will be basically like this one today. It's a meeting. We're going to have a meeting of the minds of the Israelites who are going to come together, and we're going to have a open forum discussion on whatever the agenda for the meeting is. And we're not going to have a set time limit. The meeting will last as long as it needs to accomplish the agenda. If it's only 10 minutes, that's fine, 10 minutes. If it's 2 hours, well, then we'll go 2 hours. The point of it is we're not going to try to fill up space, because I personally know that I don't have a lot of free time. Not anymore, And most of the people I'm talking with on a daily basis, they have jobs or they have commitments to their family. They don't have a whole lot of time. So we're not going to try to just fill up space. With that being said, I think we're going to bring this meeting to a close. Again, PastorDan.net on the archive page. I'll have this uploaded as fast as I can and make it available. Constructive criticism at the bottom of the page on the website is a link to my email address where you can send me anything that comes to mind as to how to make it better. If there's something you need, if there's a lesson to be presented as a video, if there's a conference call with a certain agenda that you'd like to discuss, that we in council with one another will come to conclusions as the book says we should do. And that's the whole goal here, folks. We're to come back together as a family and to accomplish what we're going to accomplish as a family. And family doesn't turn on family. I'm just telling you, I come from a family that's very, very close. In fact, my brother and sister are probably closer to me than anybody I know. And guess what? We don't agree on everything. In fact, some of the most vicious arguments I've had in my life have been with family. And yet they're still family, just like the book says. That doesn't change the relationship. Iron sharpens iron. And I'm willing to admit when my iron needs to be sharpened by the other Israelites who are made of iron, unlike some people I know. And I am distancing myself from those who think their iron is better than anybody else's iron. If that's the way they want to go through life, fine. I'm not going to do it. So I want to thank all of the people that were here for the call, for all the folks that will listen to it later, for the guys and gals that joined us during the call. It is much appreciated. And for the support that I've been getting over the past 2 days, I really, really do appreciate that. This was a blind sighting I was not anticipating, but the encouragements that I have received have been outstanding. So, like everything in life, sometimes there's a reason for it. And one of the things when something like this happens is Father makes it clear who the real believers are, who the real friends are, who the real Israelites are versus those that want to pretend. And I hope you're understanding what I'm talking about. Yahweh bless each and every one of you, and hallelujah.